Okay, we're up to Perek Ches in Igar Satshuva, 375 at the bottom. 374, sorry. Yeah, we're going to learn about hearing aids on Shabbos too, by the way, if you're allowed to use them. No, it's a big shit question. When you're talking to somebody's hearing aid, are you causing electrical things to... Okay, that's for another time. Wow. What do you mean, wow? Huh?
It's
deaf for Shabbos, yeah. Okay, Perek Ches. You know what? You're probably safer being deaf.
Yeah.
You hear less Lashon Hara on Shabbos. You can daven better. Okay, Perek Ches. Perek Zayin. In Perek Zayin, the Rebbe is explaining the proper way of doing Tshuva Tatoi. Says two things. Number one, to awaken mercy on your soul, that it terribly sinned and it went low and everything terrible. And secondly, he said you have to bust evil. In other words, evil's existence is its ego. And by breaking it, you know, you ruin evil. And then he started explaining what happens when a person sins. And he gave the analogy, remember, of the clouds. You can have a lot of little clouds, you have one big cloud. Bottom line is, when a person sins, they cut the rope, they blemish the rope, they weaken the rope, they weaken the relationship with God. They sin, they take the godly power they have and put it into evil. All the terrible things that we have explained in Perek Zayin. So he says in Perek Ches, V'nei amokas adas b'chol anal, after a person delves his mind into what happens when he sins, yuchol avakish be'emes me'umka delibo, you can really ask from the depth of your heart, truthfully, God, with your great mercy, forgive me. Until you don't know what the crime is, you can't ask real forgiveness. When you know what the crime is and you feel the terrible crime that you committed, that's more... We mentioned this very... If you ever think about it, it's a remarkable thing. Now, Shoshana Yom Kippur, you know, people come to shul, religious, irreligious, people come to shul. Who's breaking their heads more doing tshuva? The interesting thing is, the more religious the person is, the more they're crying, the more they're doing tshuva, you stop to think it should be the other way. The religious people sin less. They shouldn't be crying and banging. And the people that sin a whole year, they should be the ones crying and banging. And yet it doesn't work like that, as we all know. The more religious a person is, the more they're davening for forgiveness and they're crying and they mean it. Why is that? Because they understand better the crime they did. People that know nothing about Yiddishkeit, they don't even know they committed a crime. And when you tell them you committed a crime, say, I'm sorry. Like you tell a kid to say, I'm sorry. What did I do? I didn't do anything. When you understand what you did, so then you can really ask for forgiveness. And Alter Rebbe says, after a person meditates deeply into what we learned before, of what happens when a person doesn't have Aveira, the terrible things that happens, he says, now you're able to ask, Kerev Rachamecha, with your infinite mercy, B'cheb Shai, erase my sins. Why? Because Azai then, when a person understands what they did, Tikova Belibe Be'emes, it will be ingrained truthfully within his heart, Gedol Rachman is the great mercy, and the great pity, al b'chinas alokus shebenafshe, and the level of his godly soul within him that he brought into evil, v'shalamayla kanal, and what he did to God by bringing God into evil. So he says, when you really understand the terrible crime that you did by lowering your soul into evil and taking the face of the king, like we learned, and putting it into garbage, so then you're able to awaken God's mercy. When we have pity on ourselves, that awakens God's pity on us. And I'll explain. That will awaken the mercy of God. From the 13 attributes of mercy that we say, Hashem, Hashem, Kerachem, Lachanun, and so on. Hanimshachas mirotzen o'ayim baruch that come from the will of Hashem. Hanim is beketzis shel yud, which is in the crown of the letter yud. I'll explain the whole thing. Shalamaila maila, which is infinitely greater than the hashpa from the sustenance that comes from the letters of God's name. Meaning as follows. We learned before, and in fact, on the top of this page, in last week's parak, we learned there are certain sins you blemish with the letter Yud of God's name, certain sins you blemish with the Hey of God's name. Like he gave the analogy before. If you do Eis Yud, it's like you get Skila. Eis Hey is like you get Sreifa. Vav is like you get headache. And the Siddur goes through all these things. The four capital punishments. When a person does an Aveda, they blemish the name of God. The Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's why we learned the name of the Hey of Hashem's name goes into exile, and Shuv is Toshuv Hey, returning the level of godliness into exile. So what level do we blemish? We blemish the level of God's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. To unblemish it and to fix it, you have to reach into a deeper, higher source than what you blemished. You can't fix the blemish with the blemish. You need, to give you a simple example, you fall into a pit, you can't get out yourself. You need somebody who is outside of the pit, that didn't fall in, and they could pull you out, but you can't pull yourself out. As the Gemara uses the expression, a chavish, a prisoner, cannot free himself. You need somebody else to free you. And if you blemish the name of Hashem, then you can't get it right with the letters of God's name. So what do you have to do? You have to reach into a deeper level of God. And that level of God, he calls the crown on the letter. You know, in the Sefer Torah, there's the letter and then there's the crowns on the letter. The Kreitzah Shel Yud, the Yud is the first letter of God's name. This is the crown that's on top of the Yud, meaning you reach into the 13 attributes of mercy, which are higher the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And if you remember, we discussed when we were learning about Tshuva, especially Shabbat Tshuva and Shul, the concept of Tshuva, of Yom Kippur, is five tefillas. Right? Normally, weekday we have three davening, Shachris Mincha Maariv. Shabbos we have Musaf. Yom Kippur we have Ne'ilah also. So there's five. That's the concept of higher than the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And to explain this, the Alter Rebbe is going to mention it briefly later, but in the Pasuk it says, and it's remarkable when you learn Chassidus, and then you understand concepts, so then things make more, much more sense than it normally does. There's a Pasuk about Yom Kippur, which is the day of Kapara, the day of forgiveness. The Pasuk says like this, Ki b'yei mazeh, on this day, I'm translating verbatim, Ki b'yei mazeh, on this day, Yechaper aleichem, he will forgive you, Mikol chatiseichem, from all your sins, Lifnei Hashem titoru, simply means, before God, you will be pure. Okay? That's what it says. So the obvious question is, the Pasuk says, Ki b'yei mazeh, Yechaper aleichem. Why doesn't it say Yechaper Hashem aleichem? Hashem will forgive you. The Pasuk says, on this day He will forgive you. Who's the He? And what is this expression, Lifnei Hashem, before God Titaru? It's a funny expression. So the Rebbe explains the Kutotera all over Chassidus. What happens in Yom Kippur is the level of forgiveness higher than the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. There is God with names, and then there's God nameless. Okay? We learned this many times. We just finished Shavuos. The Ten Commandments begin, Anechi Hashem Elokecha. I am God, your God. Anechi, Chazal used the expression, the Leisram is Leibishum Kate, Leibishum, I'm sorry, Anechi Mishanechi, that is not in any name. I is nameless. A person himself, we learned many times, a person himself don't need a name. If you're by yourself, you don't need a name. Why do you need a name? To be identified with somebody else. If somebody wants to call you, somebody wants to speak Lashon Hara about you, somebody wants to do whatever about you, they need a name. No name. Say, you know what this guy did? Without a name, it's worthless. You need to say a name when you speak Lashon Hara. If not, it's no good. You're wasting your time. A name is made for somebody to call you. Okay? That's the concept of a name. Then there's the person himself, which is higher than name. That's called Anechi, Misha Anechi. I am who I am. In New York they say, I is who I is. The name, the essence of God, then it becomes Hashem, Yudke Vavke, which is the essential name of God, and then Elokecha Elokim. Anytime you make a bracha, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. It's the same thing like Anechi Hashem Elokecha. Baruch Ata You, nameless God, okay, meaning the way God is by himself, not associated with world, nothing to do with world, then Hashem, and then Elokim, Melech HaElam. The name of God, Yudke Vavke, corresponds with the four worlds. Yud is Atzilus, He is Bria, Vav is Yitzir, and He is Asiya. The name of God, Yudke Vavke, refers to the way God associates himself with creation. Because himself, if there's no world, he doesn't need a name. What is the level of Anechi? Anechi is higher than world. Higher than the name of God. Higher than the way Hashem identifies with world is the way God is by himself. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says like this, Ki b'yayim hazeh, you can't say Yichaper Hashem Aleichem. Kapara can't come from the name of Yudke Vavke, because Yudke Vavke was blemished by the sin. Where do you reach to get forgiveness? A level higher than the name of God, His Himself, the essence of God. And therefore, the Pasuk says like this, according to Chassidus, Ki b'yayim hazeh, on this day of Yom Kippur, Yechaper Aleichem, He, nameless, meaning the essence of God, will forgive you. Lifnei Hashem Titorach, Chassidus explains, not before God. Lifnei means higher than God. What do you mean higher than God? Higher than the name of Yudke Vavke. Where do you get forgiveness from? From the essence of God. And therefore there's a pasuk we say in Yom Kippur davening in the Shemin Asri, it's a pasuk, Anechi, Anechi, Humecha Psho'echa. God says, Anechi, Anechi, double Anechi, forgives your sin. So the whole concept of forgiveness has to reach into a place deeper than the name, than the place you blemished. You blemished Yudke Vavke, like we learned before. So in order to get forgiveness, you got to dig deeper and reach into a level of God, which is higher than name. Tshuva is basically reaching into the essence of the Jew. Where does tshuva come from? Tshuva comes from the pintalid, from the essence of the Jew. That essence of the Jew, when you reach into and do tshuva, and you understand the crime that you did, that awakens the essence of God, and that essence of God forgives the Jew. But until you understand what you did wrong, and that you were willing to dig deeply into yourself to get forgiveness, you can't awaken that level of godliness. How are you going to awaken that level of godliness? You need to reach a level deeper than world. And that's what Yom Kippur is, a day of forgiveness. Five tefillahs represent the five levels of the neshama. Ni'ilah, at the time of Ni'ilah, at the close of Yom Kippur, is a revelation of the essence of the Jew and the essence of God. And that's what Yom Kippur is, the day of forgiveness. But without that level, you can't get forgiveness. And it's interesting, we see this in the world also. A person who, God forbid, is addicted to something, whether it's drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, or whatever it may be, you know when they go for help? When they really go for help? When they reach such bottom that they can't fall any lower, that's when they realize they really need help. Because that's when they understand the crime, so to speak, that they did. As long as they didn't hit rock bottom, they will never feel. That's why all the people that try it, and they break the addiction and it lasts for a day or two or three, whatever, you know, it goes back because they didn't hit rock bottom that it's touching, that they really feel, not only know, but feel what they did wrong. When you feel you did wrong, so then that's when you get, then you awaken a deeper level of godliness. And that's what he says, the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, that we, you know, Hashem, Hashem, Kol Rachamim, V'chan, and all that, is a level of not the letters of God's name, it's the crown on top of the letters of God's name, meaning it's even a higher level. And he says that can only be when a person really awakens pity on themselves for what they did, but they first have to understand what they did. And when you don't feel you did wrong, you don't do tshuva. I mentioned the story many times. It's a personal story that happened to me once. Not a story. I was in Kailo after I got married. And one time, I used to, more or less I was there on time for learning. But one time my brother moved. So he asked me if I can help him move. So he said, yeah. So he took the morning off, so to speak. And just that day, the Rebbe's personal secretary, Rebbe Chodakov, who was the head of the Kollel, was in charge of the Kollel. He didn't come. He used to make random visits to see who's there, who's not there. Punkt, I used to come every day on time. So punkt, that day, when I wasn't there, he came to Kollel. So he said, he sent out later a note that he wants all the guys that weren't there, why they weren't there. Why they weren't there? So some guys, right, they slept in, they, you know, whatever. I'm thinking to myself, I have a good reason. I wrote that I was helping my brother move. He called me in. He called me in, he didn't call the other guy. The guys that wrote, they were just sleeping, and he didn't call in. Me, he calls in. And he says to me, he starts off the conversation, in Yiddish, of course, he starts off the conversation, says, you know why I'm calling you in? Because the other guys know they did wrong. The guy who wrote, he slept in, he knows he did something. You thought that you did right and you were wrong. That's a worse crime. And he said, he gave me an analogy, he said, if you were to be working for in a company, if you were working in a company on a salary, would you take off the day to help your brother move? Of course not. So he says, why is Kayla different? It was interesting, I still remember, it was a long time ago. What did he tell me? My crime was that I didn't realize I did a crime. That's worse than a person who knows they did something wrong. No, but when you learn Chassidus, you understand that's a very important concept. It's worse when you, in other words, once you know you did something wrong, so then the gates of tshuva are opened. When you don't know you did something wrong, then there's no way you're getting forgiveness. And he says, "Lachain, we'll just learn a little bit more. Lachain, Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. Therefore, the 13 attributes of mercy, Menachem Kol HaPgamim, can cleanse all the blemishes. Why? Because it comes from a higher, deeper level than the sinners. It says in the Pasuk, Avin Vafesha, God carries, meaning forgives the sin, Venakin cleanses it. So now that God cleanses the sin, Vishuv Enyanika Lachitzenim, there's no more nourishment for evil, Vistitrachan to the other side, from the level of Heita Tokanal. Because this level of godliness doesn't allow the hay of God's name that was going into evil and nourishing evil, so when you bring it back, then evil doesn't have any more nourishment. And therefore evil weakens. He says that's the concept of tshuva. And that's what he said, Ubizan, with this, Toshiv Hei Tato Limkema, the Hei of God's name goes back to its place, this Yachit to unite with the levels of Yud Kevav. Because like this, the Hei went into evil. So it was separated from the Yud Kevav. Now when you return the hay, so it's Yud Kevav Ke. But in order to do that, you need to reach a deeper level. And by the way, Chassidus explains another interesting point. Because tshuva is so great, it's not a question of time and place. Tshuva takes a second. The sin took an hour. But tshuva touches a level which is above time and place. It doesn't matter. And that's why the Rebbe explains in Chassidus, if you think about it, I sinned a month ago, a week ago, it's over, gone. How could today do tshuva for a month ago? That's gone. It's finished. It's an old time already. How can today undo yesterday? The answer is because tshuva is above time. There is no today, there's no yesterday, there's no tomorrow. So tshuva, because it's from the essence of the person, and you reach a level of godliness higher than time. So what do you mean yesterday, today? There's no time. It's above time. Just today, tomorrow, it's all the same thing. So tshuva today can help for a year, 10 years, 30, 50, whatever. Okay.